Good morning. It's 6:20 on the ticket. Friday morning with the Musers. Coming up in 20 minutes at 6:40, a visit with Jesse the Usher, our favorite octogenarian who was working the Mavericks home opener, regular season opener as well. That's coming up in 20 minutes. But first, it's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Kylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig. You know, Halloween is fast approaching. What do we got? A week from now?
Week from today.
1 week from today.
1 week from today, and you guys haven't even picked out your costumes, which I'm so disappointed in you. Okay. He's not even engaging in conversation at this point. It's fun to dress up. Don't you at least acknowledge that?
Yeah, it can be. Sure. I understand that part of it.
If your Mrs. George came to you and said, hey, let's dress up for Halloween this year, you would say yes, wouldn't you?
Yeah. And I've told you guys, I'm disappointed in myself that we have never been to a costume party as adults.
Really?
Yeah, never have.
Yeah, I think I've been to a few, and they are kind of fun. I don't know why that is. When adults have a costume party and all show up, and then it gets real eyes wide shutty. And then
everyone has a little too much to drink.
Yeah. Hey, man, you know, I just want to say something to you, man. I just thought your wife's kind of hot.
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
Yeah, well, you take all kinds of care now. All right. Later. No, no, come back. Come on. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying. Yeah, they are fun. I don't know why that is. But adult costume parties are fun. Not when they go eyes wide shutty. Just regular. Just
because you're a kid again. You're dressing up and carefree and having a good time.
Exactly. Should we have some form of adult trick-or-treating? Like, is there any way to get that going? And has a neighborhood association, you know, or just a neighborhood had an intentional adult trick-or-treating time?
I'm sure they have. I've never heard of it, but I'm sure it's happened.
And you go to, a house. What would you give out for adult trick-or-treating?
Hot dogs?
No, you don't open your pillowcase and someone throws a bunch of hot dogs in there.
No, just one and a brew.
That's what I was thinking. Do you just hand out drinks, like different beers?
Little shooter bottles of liquor?
Yeah, something like that.
Make it a block crawl, and you're by the time you get down
basically,
your block, you're just...
And no one makes it past halfway on the block because they end up stopping at that house and everyone gathers there and they just party the whole time. But now I've been with a group that the adults were following the kids around and the adults all had the red solo cup going.
Oh, yeah.
You notice who says oh, yeah, to that. That's an age-old American tradition, isn't
it? Yeah. We had a small cooler that was wedged into the wagon behind the kids.
The kids had to walk because the wagon was carrying a cooler.
Sorry.
Sorry, wagon's full. Gonna have to walk. I've noticed lately that there was a time, it seemed like, where most kids wore some sort of illuminating device. And in the past few years, I noticed there's a lot of kids running around that didn't have any glow necklaces on or little flashlights they were carrying. It was kind of
hard to see.
Yeah. My neighborhood also is the most poorly lit neighborhood in the world. That's a bold claim, but I'm going to stand by it. Can't see anything, so the kids really need to be wearing something. And there were a lot of car trick-or-treaters.
Yeah, this always throws you every year.
It does. There's kids out walking around. We don't need to have an event that has lots of children pedestrians mixed with lots of inordinate amounts of traffic. It's a bad recipe.
That is dangerous. But you can understand why kids would want to go to what they perceive as a nice neighborhood and get better candy.
Well, then why are they coming to my neighborhood?
Well... They know
mine's
where
a war zone.
They know where the loot's at.
The loot? The loot. The only kids that come to my neighborhood are the ones who decide to abuse the please take two, we're away from the home right now.
Of course.
That has never worked out
kids
for me.
Kids have been violating that for decades.
Oh, my gosh. get cleared out within the first 90 seconds of that deal. But yeah, yes, I understand kids who, is it the kids or is it the parents who are saying, hey, look, let's go to the, what are the hot zips for trick or treating? Let's go there.
Parents.
Yeah, it's probably parents.
But yet, if those same parents all stayed in their neighborhood and made their neighborhood like this great area.
Boy, listen to that. Y'all just stay in your neighborhood, right, and everything will be cool.
Well, part of the reason I loved trick-or-treating in my own neighborhood when I was a kid was seeing all of our neighbors and the neighbors' kids and seeing how they decorated their house.
We're all neighbors.
Yeah, okay. Look, there's no doubt you can always just win the conversation. But at some point, don't we have to get to where we talk about life?
I welcome children from all neighborhoods, yes, especially
that's good, Kirk,
all the
of
less
guys
fortunate
win.
Children.
Wait, why are you saying they're less fortunate?
Because maybe they don't make as much money as
you. How do you know?
Because
how do you know they're less fortunate than you, Craig?
Because their parents have to bring them to
they don't have
your
to.
Neighborhood.
Just about everybody is less fortunate than you.
That's not true at all.
You get to work with two radio superstars.
Who are more fortunate than I am. You guys have kept me down for so many years now.
Oh, my gosh.
You just wait. 2026 is going to be the year of Gordo. It's going to be the year I get mine.
Candy?
Yeah, I'm going to get all the candy in 2026. No, I'm saying, like, isn't there, because I will go through neighborhoods that you guys would consider less fortunate, and there seems to be a great neighborhood vibe in them. Ride my motorcycle through them all the time and see neighbors visiting neighbors, and it just feels great there.
But there's a reason that those cars come to your neighborhood, and that's because maybe their neighborhood isn't safe.
Yeah. Well, then why am I riding through it and it's totally safe?
Well, what neighbor? Well, I'll take you to some neighborhoods
maybe
that aren't safe.
Maybe it's not the same neighborhood.
Okay, let's
we
do
have
that.
Those.
You and I, let's go to neighborhoods that aren't safe.
I will show
and
you
I
plenty.
I will show you how safe they are.
Okay,
you
I'm
just
happy
always,
to show
you're
you.
You're always equating these neighborhoods with being unsafe, and it's not true.
Okay, fair enough. So in your mind, there are no unsafe neighborhoods in Dallas.
There are some unsafe neighborhoods
Whoa,
in Dallas.
Why, how can you say that?
Where the criminals live.
How can you say that?
But being less fortunate does not equal crime.
Not always, but there is usually more to much more crime in the downtrodden neighborhoods.
Anyway, so yes, if you do go to another neighborhood, though, to trick or treat, I think you should park somewhere on the outside of the neighborhood and then walk the neighborhood, because it's all of the slow speed traffic in these vehicles with the kids running around. That seems dangerous to me. You should not drive house to house. Does that make sense?
Yes, that right. does make sense.
Yes.
And that's what I'm seeing a lot of. And that's the thing I have the biggest problem with, is the people who are driving from house to house while kids are darting in front of their vehicles. And it's just makes me way nervous.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Why do they do that?
I don't know. I guess they figure, hey, we got a vehicle here. I don't want to leave it unattended. I'm just going to drive it all the way down the street. And notice dad inside the front cab of the truck always seems to be tugging on something too. Not that thing.
Not
like a drink, a beverage of some sort. Would you ever visit a truly haunted house on Halloween?
Yes.
I think I'm out on haunted houses.
Not the fake haunted house.
Oh.
Yeah.
A truly haunted house.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's say a former insane asylum.
Sure.
There are several old, decrepit buildings, insane asylums, that have been turned into where you can tour them now. Ones that supposedly are completely haunted by insane ghosts. I read a whole story about Pennhurst Paracon, which is an event that explores the Pennhurst Asylum in, I'm not sure where this is, Pennsylvania. And it's long been rumored to be haunted, and you go in there. there's rooms you go in and there's, you know, just battered bed frames or old operating tables that are in there still left over from the insane asylum days.
That's where they did the lobotomies.
Yes.
Ugh.
That's so creepy. This dude told the story of he was about to go into some room. And there were two other women, tourists, who had some kind of recording device, and they were talking to one of these ghosts. And they asked the ghost why why won't you talk to us? And they said, because he's coming. And they said, well, who? And they said, the guy, who is Steve? The real women were saying this. And this guy's name was Steve, and he hadn't even gotten to the room yet. They had never seen him before.
Wow.
So the ghost knew he was there.
Wow.
Hello, I'm Space Ghost.
Not Space Ghost. So the insane asylum is about the creepiest place to visit. The old actual insane asylum. And I would feel creepy about that because I feel so bad for those poor people that lived in those things.
I know.
Yeah.
And some of them probably should have been in there, but some of them may not. Should have been in there.
There was just a paperwork mistake.
Right.
I'm really not supposed to be here. This guy's crazy. No, listen, I have a good job. I have a wife and 12 kids. I'm doing well. I mean, this guy's nuts. He thinks he's got a good job. He's got a wife and 12. No, I actually do. And,
right.
But just a clerical error puts you in the insane asylum. All right.
All right. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
1 week from today.